What's this, Dave? Another podcast, Dave. Don't you have enough, Dave? Didn't you promise this 3.5 years ago, Dave? Welcome to the very first episode of The Big Slurp. Hello, my name is Dave, and welcome to the first proper episode of The Big Slurp, an attempt to actually kick off what I've been promising for absolutely ages. Back in 2017, I wrote in my New Year's goals that I would, quote, launch an audio blog slash talk podcast in April 2017, end quote. Well, that clearly didn't happen. In 2018, as part of the Napod Pomo series I did that year, I threatened to start a solo podcast, but didn't carry out that threat. In 2019, also as part of Napod Pomo, I even gave the solo podcast a name, but that wasn't enough. And here we are, 30th of October 2020. Napod Pomo is approaching once more, and here it is, folks, the big slurp. The name comes from when I did a previous Napod Pomo. I used to slurp my coffee at the start of most of the episodes. Whether I actually continue to do that or not depends on how many listeners I lose because of it. Hey-ho. So, I have been podcasting now for 12 and a half years. Over 12 and a half years. And I've lost count of how many I've done, or even indeed how many I'm doing, which then begs the question, why am I doing another one? And it really is simple. I am no good on social media. I've proven that so many times. I'm no good as a blogger. Even though I recognise that I do have the skills as a writer, actually putting that down into writing and posting it just doesn't happen. I think part of that is because I'm a bit of a perfectionist. And even after I've written something and thought, yeah, that's it, I'm still not happy with it. But one thing I can do, at least I think I can do, is audio. So I'm going to try and exercise my opinions in writing through the medium of the voice. So this will be my seventh outing with Napod Pomo, and I've always said at the end of it how much I enjoy the experience, and in recent years I've said how much fun it would be to start up a proper solo podcast, just me, or an audio blog or something like that that isn't tied to a specific challenge or release schedule. And I've tried that before. I've tried using Anchor.fm as a blogging audio blogging platform. I've tried using Audio Boom, or Audio Boo as it was originally known, when my account actually allowed me to do so, because they've changed it all now, and you have to be an audio influencer to be able to use the service now, which I most definitely am not. So I suppose the big question is why now? What's special now? And I think it's really come off the back of some of the people who have done very similar to that. And the reason I started podcasting in the first place is because there were people around me that were doing it, and I thought I could do that. So I did. And it's kind of the same for this one. Chris Fisher of Jupiter Broadcasting, he started his solo show, the Chris Lascast, at the beginning of 2020, which I suppose at the time prompted me to try and make a decision on whether I was actually being serious about starting this or not. And then more recently, my colleague, friend, and may I say radio nemesis, Steve from the Grumps blog, he started his own solo podcast, and I'm all like, what am I doing? Why is it taking me so long? And I'm afraid the answer is very simple. I am phenomenally good at procrastination. It is one of my life skills. So, really, I suppose the launch pad for this will be the same as it was for the previous years. And it's really down to me to make sure that I do keep it on after the fact. And this is why I'm using Napod Pomo as a lead-in to the big slurp. Now, I've mentioned Napod Pomo a few times, and it does occur to me that some of you may not know what that is. So you may have heard of NaNoWriMo, which is the National Novel Writing Month. Started off in the US, hence the national. And the trick of that is that you write a novel. 50,000 words. That's it. 50,000 words during the course of November. There's no one there to read, to score your work. It's up to you. It's a trust exercise. If you get to the end of it and you have written 50,000 words, you have won. You have completed NaNoWriMo for the year. Now, you could just write, I am going to write a 50,000 word novel many thousands of times, and you'd still win, but it would be hollow. So the idea of it is that you actually have something at the end of it, which you either could theoretically publish, or you can use it as a launch pad to doing a bigger project of work in writing. NaPodPomo is National Podcast Posting Month. And essentially, it's the same, except it's on audio. There are other ones. There's NaVlopomo, which is National Video Log, video log posting month, and now BlogPomo, which is National Blog Posting Month. But this is the audio version of it. And the trick of this one is really simple. Publish 30 pieces of audio during the course of November. Now, I take that to mean one a day, rather than 30 on the 30th or seven every 7 days. I take that to mean once a day, and that's what I'm going to be aiming for. And I will put some links into the show notes over at thelovebug.org/whattheslurp, which is the name of this particular episode, to my previous podcasting efforts. And you'll see in there some of the NaPodPomo stuff I've done. I've done NaPodPomo 7 years now. This is my seventh year. I did it in 2010, 11, 12, 2016, and then 2018, and last year, 2019 as well. And then once NaPodPomo is over, we'll then basically see where it goes from there. I think the idea is that where I've done NaPodPomo previously, it's always been in a kind of dedicated fashion where I've set up a series for NaPodPomo 2019 or 2018. And then where do you go from there? Because you're not doing NaPodPomo anymore. But with the Big Slurp, the idea is it's an ongoing project, and it's something that I can then use as I see fit, based on what I'm feeling on the time, on an as and when schedule. That's essentially what I'm going to use this for. And I'd like you to be a part of it. So really, for now, that's it. Expect more from me every day through November, starting on Sunday the 1st, and then we'll see where we take it from there. If you haven't already done so, please do subscribe to The Big Slurp wherever you get your podcasts. If you do manage to find somewhere that The Big Slurp isn't, please do let me know. If you'd like me to cover off anything or offer my opinion on anything, or if you've got any questions to ask me, as a podcaster, or just anything really within reason, drop me an email, slurp@thelovebug.org, or you can leave a comment for this episode over at thelovebug.org/whattheslurp. Thanks for listening.